Tierra Curry is a biologist at the Center for Biological Diversity, where the subject today is butterflies, specifically monarch butterflies, which are increasingly hard to find. How scarce have they become?
Well, there's only 10% of the butterflies that there were in the mid-1990s. They've experienced a major decline because of loss of their breeding habitat in the Midwestern United States.
That's pretty dramatic. Is habitat the only issue?
It's a very dramatic decline. Back in the mid-1990s, there were 1 billion monarch butterflies, and today that number has declined to only around 35 million. There's still monarchs in every state except Alaska, but there are just fewer and fewer monarchs.
How sharp a drop-off has it been? Was it gradual across that decade, or has it been more marked in recent years?
It's been pretty sudden over the last 15 years because of the loss of milkweed. Monarch females only lay their eggs on milkweed plants, and monarch caterpillars only eat milkweed. And so as we've successfully eliminated milkweed from the landscape, the monarchs don't have a place to lay their eggs, and the caterpillars don't have anything to eat. So that's why the population has declined 90% from the 20-year average.
What happened to the milkweed?
Well, it's kind of a success story in getting weeds out of fields. Genetically modified Roundup-ready crops have allowed Roundup to be sprayed in greater quantities and later in the blooming season when milkweed is blooming. And so farmers have basically been successful in getting milkweed out of their crop fields, but unfortunately, that's caused the monarch butterfly population to decline.
Your organization and others are teaming together to seek endangered status for the monarch butterfly. What's involved in getting there?
Yep, the Center for Biological Diversity, the Center for Food Safety, the Xerces Society, and monarch biologist Lincoln Brower filed a petition with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service seeking to have the monarch listed as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. The reason we're seeking threatened status is so that people who study monarchs and grow monarchs, you know, children who bring the caterpillars inside, if the butterfly is listed as threatened, then those beneficial activities can continue. The next step in the process is that the Fish and Wildlife Service will evaluate the information in the petition, and they'll issue what's called a 90-day finding. And if the butterfly gets past the 90-day stage, then they'll do a status review. They'll collect information from the public and from scientists, and then after that, there'll be either a listing proposal or a denial of the petition.
If you're successful, what happens in terms of trying to rebuild the population? Is there potential for that?
There definitely is. I mean, with the monarch butterfly, we know what it needs. It needs milkweed. And so hopefully programs will be put in place to restore milkweed to some parts of the landscape and enough of it to restore the butterfly population.
Because the milkweed-monarch connection is so species-specific, are other butterfly species at risk as well?
Unfortunately, there's a wide suite of butterflies and bees and other pollinators that are in decline because we use so many pesticides. The United States uses more than 1 billion pounds of pesticides a year now. A lot of them are killing the pollinators directly, and some of them are wiping out the flowers that they need to feed on and reproduce.
Tierra Curry is a biologist at the Center for Biological Diversity. Thanks very much for talking with us today.
Yeah, thank you for your time. Thank you for covering this.